Are we living in a revolutionary moment? Fareed Zakaria makes the case that we are. And if he's right, there's a lot at stake.
I think the stakes are really liberal democracy. What has happened is the people who are displaced, anxious, angry, radicalized, the focus of their ire, their attention, is basically to tear down the system, you know, the world that produced all this.
Hear more this week on The Gray Area, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Grouchy Dragons, Wacky Hydras. That's from Karina Dinsmore on Patreon. We're giving Patreon members early access to our pre-taped episodes. In fact, this one's a pre-taped episode. You can also get access to prizes, giveaways, and the pre-show live stream if you become a 420 Club member at patreon.com/gettingdug. Thank you for everybody who's done that throughout this year. We'll read some more names of those people on the show. Doug plugs. My holiday taint tour starts tomorrow with a stand-up show on Wednesday, December 26th at the American Comedy Company in Sweet Home San Diego. And then I'll be at the Improv in Irvine December 27th and two shows on New Year's Eve at the Cap City Comedy Club in Austin, Texas. Oh, and I'm doing Doug Loves Movies at the Cap City Comedy Club on Saturday, December 29th, and at Helium in Portland, Oregon on Saturday, January 5th. Both shows at 420. For all my dates and deets and links, go to douglovesmovies.com. We're getting ready for our Christmas show, as you can see. And I'm very excited, so let's get to it. Enjoy the show. You guys are discussing Billings. What? Blast off. Happy Christmas. Happy holiday. Yeah. Happy holiday. It's what, you know, because here we are. We're in the trenches fighting the war on Christmas, doing a crazy weed show that you can watch starting on, it's Christmas Day. I mean, we're pre-taping it, but we're doing a good job of faking it, though, aren't we? Today's guests are the stars and creator of a show that's about to start its fifth and final season on the FXX on January 9th. From You're the Worst, it's from left to right, Stephen Falk, creator of the program, and then two of its stars, Todd Robert Anderson and Alan McLeod, everybody.
Thank you. That's nice.
Yeah, you guys are the worst.
Oh, okay. Walked right into that one.
This is like, it feels like between two ferns with not enough ferns and too many guests.
Too many, it does mm-hmm. feel a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm not, the only difference.
I'm not here to insult you guys. I'm here to get high with you and to celebrate the Stephen, when you got the word that the show would be no longer, did they sugarcoat it with, but you get one last season? Is that how they do it these days?
Yeah.
They're like, we're giving you one more, so why be sad?
I'm gonna date you for another month, but then it's over. But you get another month.
Yeah,
with
it's
me.
Hard to enjoy that month. Though,
no,
right?
It really is. You just sort of angry fuck them for a while. Angrier and angrier as the month goes on.
Is that what season five
and the last
is?
One is just, yeah.
It's an angry fuck.
You weep a lot on the last one, and that's it.
I mean, yeah. Did you have lots of crazy ideas to just deliver them something that they wouldn't be able to air? Or,
like how news radio just started doing, what if news radio was on the Titanic?
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
They would just, which is, no, I didn't. They would not like that. No, we wanted to make a cohesive ending to this, to the thing, and you know, make it seem as much like we wanted it to end and that it was inevitable that it had to end. It didn't have to end. They could have went on, did whatever, could have moved somewhere.
Oh yeah, I mean,
instead Everybody dies.
Everyone dies.
It's just not the kind of show where anyone's sitting around going, but what's the conclusion going to be? You know, mm-hmm. are they really on this island right. or whatever the fuck?
Yeah, but you know, there is this idea that I find insanely tedious and also daunting of sticking the landing on shows now that like mm-hmm. Breaking Bad, like Lost was like, yeah, they flubbed it. And then Breaking Bad, they're like, oh, right. he stood up and he bowed yeah. and got a 10.
I think there wasn't a good one between Saying Elsewhere and Breaking Bad.
There was none. Yeah.
Every ending, like, somebody had a beef with it. Like, you know, it's so yeah. hard to
yeah, I mean, the Seinfeld right. obviously was, like disappointed a lot of people. They stand by it.
I like Magnum.
Yeah, I mean, those people should have gone to jail after all the things they did.
What's that? I like the last Magnum. Before Saying Elsewhere.
Six Feet Under.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. 6 feet under.
Same time.
I watched that again in prep for doing End of Year of the Worst. It's fucking weird. Like, the makeup's really bad. But it's really odd.
The old age makeup thing is...
It's hard.
It's rough.
It's real hard.
When you really know the actor, how they really look.
Yeah. But it was good. It was good.
But that's why this Dick Cheney in the movie Vice seems insane how real that looks.
It looks good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone was like,
I think it's just him putting his face that way.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, it just kind of blows out his cheeks.
Put your face like that.
Yeah.
Hey, did Tyler Perry just put his face like that too? Way. Do you see it yet?
Who does Tyler Perry play?
Oh, you didn't see it yet. Colin Powell.
Colin Powell.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Do you feel like it's in a...
You look suspicious.
I'm not seeing it. But then you have to stop yourself and say, well, a lot of white people won't notice any distinction, you know?
That's true.
You know, but it still feels racist.
Oh, but he does it as Madea. You knew that.
Yeah. No, see, I was assuming that.
Yeah. He just says, thank you.
That's why I was so shocked.
Dirk Turner.
I guess I haven't noticed on any of the ads or anything that it is in fact called Tyler Perry's Vice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's how we know.
He's running this town, man.
Yeah.
Well, God love
him. There's so many things called Vice.
There's too many things called Vice.
Too many things. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't.
Grips.
I think things should just have.
Presidents.
Presidents.
There should just be one name, you know, like when you make a movie and it's something, yeah. nothing else should be called that.
Yeah,
but they still don't, for some reason, they repeat titles.
What am I going to do, name a spec about a donkey? Because the mule just came out. I can't do it.
It's been ruined.
Yeah, yeah, screwed.
Let's, is a donkey a mule?
Same thing. Yeah, you know that?
I guess I didn't think about that.
Look it up, kids on Christmas.
I didn't realize. I know. Just
aren't they together? Different? Isn't there a difference? Can't donkeys have babies and mules can't, or something like that?
There's horses, cows, donkeys.
Those are the three animals. Those are all the animals.
Horses, cows, and donkeys.
Kids so lucky. There was an old lady who saw the fly. It's a very short song.
That's it.
Three rounds.
All right. We should be smoking. Sorry that we haven't started yet.
We haven't.
Apologies to everyone who's hurt by this situation. Do we load everything, or we just leave it? Is it all clear?
These are
a lot of locked and loaded over here.
Okay, those are loaded? Okay. So those should be loaded with the sativa, our special Christmas sativa called Sour Dynamite.
Eyeball.
Who wants that?
Oh, eyeball. That.
But the indica is called Snowman. So that's fun.
Yeah.
Sativa.
Do you want to smoke a snowman?
Should have a sativa, I suppose.
Yeah, these are all sativas. Sativa.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, guys, here, you go. You're my guests.
It really burns your throat.
Be my guests.
You've done two Disney songs.
The best. I know, I like Disney songs very much, especially in situations where it's inappropriate, like smoking weed on the internet. Let's go through one by one. We'll start with Steven. First time you got high, what happened?
I need to have my whole own high history.
I didn't say high history.
Mm.
You know, I don't remember. I was smoking weed every day in seventh grade. I had a very bad friend, and we just got into it really young. I do remember one, we would hide up in his room. We were, what, 12? And his dad was scared of him because he had gone through puberty already. So he was a really big kid. He had, like, a mustache, and he was 12. And I just remember him calling, yelling, "Dad, go get us 20 tacos from Taco Bell." And he did it. I was shocked. Yeah. So we just ate 20 tacos.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if you guys can, should I ask a different question? How are you going to top that story?
No, 20 tacos.
I got high for the first time.
The first time I got high with my friend Nick in high school, like after senior year, I didn't really drink or smoke anything in high school until after I graduated, hanging out with him. And he showed me, and he was like a pro about it, so he really wanted it to be like the right situation. And so we got high and we watched Wizard of Oz and Dark Side of the Moon synced up.
Wow, you just went straight for it.
And that was my first time. I was like, whoa, it all syncs up, and it was amazing.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Huh? I mean, yeah. How much does it?
I mean, not in an intentional way, but it's kind of fun.
You start it on the second Lion's Roar or something?
Yeah, I think it's the second Lion's Roar.
But do you keep listening to the album over and over? Because the album's not long enough for the movie, is it?
It's pretty long. I forgot what we did at that.
Don't you have to flip the album over at some point?
Yeah.
I like that you're blowing holes in this bullshit.
It's not like I came up with this concept. Everybody knows about this. It was a cliche thing to do, but whatever. It was my first time.
And if it's an LP, how long does it take to turn it over?
I don't actually remember. Regulate
that.
I apologize.
Yeah, I guess if everybody's doing it the first time they get high, they're not going to be very critical of the whole.
No, there was a lot. You know what I mean? There was a lot going on.
They're
going
to walk away going, "Wow, that really did sync up." Yeah. It's like, no, you really got high for the first time.
Yeah. That's what happened.
My memory of it is that it synced up perfectly and they were both the exact same link.
Yeah, see, I don't... Daniel, is there any evidence to support this concept? Taylor's nodding yes.
Are you snopesing it right now?
But he's also, he's doing some Yahoo cosplay right now.
It's not like I created this concept or anything.
No, I know. I never did it. I was wondering.
Where's his friend now?
No, we're not blaming you for coming up with this thing that isn't real.
Do you know this guy still?
Huh?
Do you know your friend still?
Yeah. I haven't seen him in a long time, but I still know him.
Yeah. I mean, I guess.
You know. Yeah.
Sure.
All right.
I mean, I met John Stamos once. Do I still know him?
Well, John Stamos made me an omelet once. It's true. It was really good. It's kind of spicy.
Would you say you still know him?
Nope. I don't think he'd recognize
me.
He might remember me. I don't know.
It seems like a seminal moment.
It was a big moment for me.
Would he be, if he saw you, he'd be like, "Todd Robert?"
That would be awesome.
Omelet boy.
That would be awesome. I made you that omelet. And then you yelled at me about Titanic.
He did?
We got in a shouting match about the quality of the film Titanic over some beers after
he
made me an omelet.
Wait, who was against it?
I was against it.
And the he was quality?
For it. I didn't like Titanic.
Well, but that doesn't mean it's bad though, right?
Todd's a Titanic truther from way back.
Yeah, way back.
What does that mean?
This.
He doesn't like the way they play fast and loose with the fat.
I did not care for that.
Don't get him started on Kathy Bates' line from the...
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ. So there's something you don't see every day? Fuck's sake.
She would not say that.
She says as they're in there, like, in the life raft, and the ship's going down like this. She said, you don't see that every day.
People are falling off the ship and dying, and she says,
that was a common expression at that time.
It was.
A common expression?
It was like, "Hello, Governor." In the Dickens time. She just said it all the time.
And there were probably people in other boats saying, "Hello, Governor," you know. We didn't hear that. We saw only the one scene with Kathy Bates.
All right, fine. Titanic's great.
This is it.
So I have the answer for you.
Oh, we got an answer, you guys. This just in from
Pink
producer.
Pink Floyd says that it's all nonsense.
Well, Pink Floyd,
of course, they're not going to say.
Yeah, Bruce Willis says Die Hard's not a Christmas movie.
Wait, but who's saying it? Is it Roger Waters or David Gilmour? Because Roger Waters is a fucking asshole.
Says it had nothing to do with Wizard of Oz. It was all based on The Sound of Music. That was his quote. But
he's joking. He's based on the Wizard of Oz.
Snopes also says that it lines up in various points, but not
It's not a perfect, you don't want everything to be a perfect cut, like on the beat.
But couldn't you probably find those coincidences with any album, John Cougar Mellencamp's
I'm not saying you're
something,
wrong. I'm not would saying sync you're wrong. Up? Yeah, I don't I'm know just, why that's not popular.
Yeah, anytime you throw some music on and a movie, that things are going to sync up in certain
in
ways.
Some,
yeah.
In like some ways that are inspiring and exciting.
In some ways that are just humorous. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, if what it's if a play? Wacky song in a somber movie.
Then it's hilarious.
Could
what
be.
If you put Jumpin' Jack Flash with the movie Jumpin' Jack Flash? I wonder if they'll end up.
Wow.
She just died.
Interesting
that was a tribute.
Yeah,
that was a tribute.
This, I'm sorry if this is out here. I mean, Whoopi Goldberg passed away.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, gosh.
Bobby Mandel wrote the screenplay.
Yeah, we lost. I love that expression. We lost. We can't find Penny Marshall. So if anybody knows where her dead body is.
Oh, my God.
Christ.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, man. It's really, if I wasn't laughing, I'd be crying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She made
some great movies.
This is a week later, technically.
Oh, that's right. So forget that I said that she died today. It was a week ago. You should be well over it.
She wasn't that good.
It's Christmas, you guys. How long are you going to dwell on
Scorsese,
that?
Scorsese, you can hang on for 10 days, 11 days.
You guys, do each of you have a favorite Penny Marshall film?
Big.
League of Their Own?
League of Their Own?
Big.
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 I'd probably have to go with... what was one of those terrible ones?
The Danny DeVito didn't wasn't
was
like
a bad
army.
One she did.
What was that?
There was an army.
You know what I'm talking about?
Thing. Yeah.
Army thing. I want to say Marky Mark was in one of them.
Yeah.
In an army thing?
Renaissance Man.
No, Renaissance Man.
Was that
Renaissance
Danny?
Man was Pesci, right?
No.
He was like a homeless guy.
DeVito. Pesci was homeless in.
Homeless.
No,
that was without
called,
honors.
That was called Homeless Guy.
Wait, what?
Guy.
Danny DeVito was
without honors.
Man. Without yeah. honors. Brendan yeah. Fraser.
Oh. Yeah. Yes.
He's a homeless guy in Hobbit.
I don't even know what game
Hobbit.
We're
yeah.
playing
with,
at this
with honors.
Movies, name them. Saw one. What? Encino Man. But what other Penny Marshall movies were there? Did she do?
Feels like someone has it open.
Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awakenings. Oh. That's a really good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Preacher's Wife.
Preacher's
Wife. That was Denzel and another dead person. Whitney Houston.
Yes.
Oh, what else?
Women Without Men.
Women Without Men.
I don't know. That might
That's
not.
A real thing.
2010.
Hmm. What?
Huh.
That must be your last movie.
I feel like I watched that in the hotel.
I was too scared.
Oh,
I
watched that in the hotel.
I was misled. I didn't know what it was.
But she had a pretty good run there. She had some pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Her and Hanks, what a team.
Oh yeah.
You know,
yeah, for sure.
The brilliant, super, super
on
long pee.
When she died.
Oh, okay.
That's a bad way to go.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Imagine who else has died in the week before we tape this on Christmas.
Let's
go. Boy.
Let's guess.
Let's guess. All right. I'm gonna say the guy who played Sledgehammer. Just randomly. Is that Jer Burns or is that someone else?
No. David Rasha.
David Rasha. Yeah. I'm gonna guess him.
Okay.
Oh, really? No. David Rasha. This is too hard.
I'm not playing like, you know, dead. I'm not like the oldest
yeah,
guy ever.
The question wasn't who do you hope dies?
Or who do you think looks unhealthy? I mean, I'd say Louis Anderson.
I mean, whoever the winner is, I hope to be sad about it.
Todd and I watched Rambo. Or First Blood.
Oh, yeah.
And then the next day, Richard Crenna died. And
I was
going to
say
him.
Richard Crenna, but he's dead already.
Yeah.
That's
we
cheating.
Killed him.
Hmm. Yeah. All right, we're going to have to think about this because I think this is a great Christmas topic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who do we think died in the last week leading
who
up
do we
to
think
Christmas?
Died before today.
Yeah. I mean, who's. It's tough to think of, but we're going to come back with all three of these guys and. Some news and some dabs, the whole thing. We don't care that it's Christmas. We're here for you. Smoke with us, and we'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. This is Jesse David Fox, host of Good One, a podcast about jokes. I am proud to announce that I have personally won the streaming wars. And there's a new docu-special on Peacock based on our own Vulture podcast. Good One, a show about jokes, follows Mike Birbiglia as he develops new material, taking audiences through the process of transforming personal stories into stand-up. Featuring interviews with Mike's family and comedy colleagues like Seth Meyers, Hasan Minhaj, and Asko Akatsuka, Good One, a show about jokes, is streaming now only on Peacock.
Hey, we're back. We're talking about how Jerry Seinfeld dated a girl who was in high school.
She was very mature for her age.
Maybe he's done it a couple of times in his life. Once when it was appropriate. He dated a high school girl when he was in high school. I don't know how much of a nerd he was. He might not have.
He's been able to.
Might have been his first
times.
High school girl. You got to give everybody one high school girl eventually. You know, I mean, if they don't get him in high school, if they get him later on. You know, they got to get one of those on the board.
Wait, so the rule is...
Don't clap for that.
If you don't get laid in high school, at any time in your life, you get to fuck a high school person.
When you say it, it sounds terrible. It sounds really
Sorry.
Awful. Sorry.
I made it sound bad. You're
I
right.
meant get Me together, have a you know, date, with. Have a real relationship. You know, not just
with
not
high school
just
girl.
Sex.
Sure.
You know, it's sure. the conversations you have after sex.
That's what matters.
Good Christ.
Yeah, well, that's the crazy thing now about Woody Allen having a high school girlfriend is it was like at the same time as the movie Manhattan where he dates a girl in high school. And it apparently, like, he would discuss with the girl he was really dating about how, yeah, I'm, you know, doing this in the movie, too. Like, this character's based on you.
I'm going to do this 7-minute locked-off yeah. shot just to let you know, high school girl. Yeah. It's crazy.
Wasn't it? I think Dane Cook got a lot of shit for his girlfriend that I think he's still with.
Yeah.
Right. But wasn't that a big deal when it started?
Well, she's still in high school?
I think she was like maybe 19. I want to say, but it was enough to where people weren't
song.
Thrilled.
She was maybe 19.
This has been the worst segment so far.
We're having such
but
weird.
Why is somebody? I mean, 19's not. I mean, it's you know, it's not ideal, but it's legal, right?
It's not ideal.
But it is legal. That's absolutely everything you said was correct.
All right. Anyway.
Piscopo also had a high school girlfriend.
Piscopo had a high school girlfriend? Yeah, Jersey, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I think
that's just the way of the Jersey people.
Age gaps work better older, right?
Right. Yeah, I see.
What?
Yeah. Just to sum it
you
up.
You both got to be mature before you have an insane age gap.
Yeah. Avoid age gaps.
Somebody
really
at least
mature.
Be in your 20s. Alicia, let's do some pot topics.
Okay.
Hot topics.
First, I just really have to brag that I know this. A mule is actually from a female horse and a male donkey only.
Oh.
But they are sterile. That was correct.
Oh, okay. I got that right.
Yeah.
I was on the right track, you guys.
Oh.
A female horse and a male donkey.
A female horse and a male donkey only. It doesn't work the other way.
So, like, when a male donkey is like Dane Cook and scores a horse, then you get a mule, but it's sterile. That's the booby prize.
Okay.
Wait, Dane Cook scores a horse?
I don't know why.
Yeah, Dane Cook's in the mule. Dane Cook's in the mule.
Oh, he's in the mule.
Yeah. He's in the movie The Mule?
Yeah, he's the...
What is he, in
the
trunk?
He's the buddy. He's the wisecracking buddy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I did not know why he came into that.
That they do not... They go out of their way to not show him in the trailer.
Yeah, it's like foreign films when they don't show any words so you don't know it's foreign.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, that's sneaky when they do that. Now there's a TV series on HBO that's got subtitles. My Brilliant Friend.
Oh, that mm-hmm. Italian one.
Yeah. I'm mm-hmm. just like, no. No HBO. I'm not paying to read.
Yeah.
Those bastards.
But also on the home screen, too. I just can't, you know, sometimes movies I'd rather see in the theater.
Maybe they just need to raise the subtitles up, like, right now.
Just put
the
them
screen.
Across their faces so I can see their emotions and their words at the same time. And
then look, oh, like the floaty ones in the Fast and the Furious.
Oh, they could just
movies.
Have full speech bubbles.
Yeah.
Fringe, you know, where the words were, like, three-dimensional, mm-hmm. four-dimensional?
What movie?
Fringe, the show.
Yeah.
four-dimensional graphic words.
Yeah, it was like the letters would float over the city.
Will you get it if
like,
we all do this?
Oh, four-dimensional words from Fox's long-running Fringe. Sorry, yes. Joshua Jackson. Yeah, I got it. Yeah. That was perfect. Thank you.
No problem.
Sorry, Elise.
Okay.
What?
Nothing. Do you know our names?
So what is a mule again?
It comes to a female horse and a male donkey.
Okay.
And Dane Cook.
And Dane Cook.
Now, how are these horses and the donkeys,
stool, little up? Stool.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Are they getting together?
I guess
that's
the stool. Donkeys are pretty short.
Yeah, just a little platform.
I think you're right about that.
I just meant, like, how are they even meeting each other?
Oh,
I guess
bar.
It's on the farm.
The farm. With the one other animal.
Do they have like a mixer, or do they just get set up with each other? Is it prearranged?
Is it on the calendar?
Maybe it's Christian Mingle or something.
Funny old fish.
Wait, there's farmers female? Only. Is donkeys. That what farmers only is for?
It's for making mules.
So donkeys and horses.
If you
want to
fuck a farmer, you go on the dating site.
It's
only
farm
farmers.
Farmersonly.com.
I think it's heard of
not only farmers. Like, sorry. That's probably different.
You don't know farmersonly.com?
No.
That commercial was on all the time. Yeah. It probably still is.
Wait,
but
so
it's
but you
farmersonly.com.
Can non-farmers try to date farmers?
You don't have to be lonely.
You could try, but...
Is it for men, male?
No.
I think it's
for guys and gals that are working on the farm all day.
Oh, just good holy
they don't
Christian.
Have internet access until they get home at the end of a long day. Then they're all covered in mud, so they can't Skype to anybody.
Or they can't go to the bar because there's so much Skype. Mud on them.
There's so much mud.
So they dial up their AOL.
No, I don't. Yeah, I don't. I don't. I think farmers is a way of saying like more conservative.
Oh, MAGA.
Or
country.
More country.
Folk.
More
good old country.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, basics.
Mm-hmm. So it's not literal your basics. Farmers.
Your basics.
Yeah.
But if we're wrong about that, please let us know. Yeah. All of our Twitter
call
handles.
It immediately.
Tag us all. And let us know.
Should we be waiting for calls now?
No, just tag us on social media. Okay. We're not going to take any calls.
Alan really wants to take calls.
There you go. Somebody should just call him.
If somebody could call now, that
someone
would be great.
Could call Alan.
Anyone.
You should see the number here.
Oh, he's always wanted a number in front of him.
It's four dimensional.
He either wants a call or a number in front of him.
Fringe.
I'll put a Chiron in front of you.
Thank you.
Oh, you're the worst.
Are you supposed to ask
questions? Yeah, we've destroyed questions. The show.
Yes, she's here to ask you some questions.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, right.
I'm here to interrogate you.
Wait, so are those ears on your hat and on the side of
your
hat?
You know what? It was so difficult. It's less weird up close than it was from back there, but...
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah.
You guys obviously can't get over
having flashcorns.
It's too small for my head, so that's why it's...
But if it was big on your head, you'd put those ears over your real ears?
I think so.
Oh, I see. Have,
like,
I
see. Like, would go
who's
up
got
and
a head that small? That hat's very small.
Seinfeld's girlfriend?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Those
you
kids.
Just look like you're from a female elf and a...
Oh my, not this again. You and your husband
are you, like saying I'm a mule?
Just like one. Like,
that's fair.
Huh?
What's a zebra?
I think that's just a zebra.
I thought it was maybe a cheetah and a horse got together.
Yeah, that makes sense.
No, wow. I think it's just zebras.
That'd be something, though.
It's just a zebra.
No, I mean, they're all just standing around in their prison outfits.
Zebras don't hang out.
You want to know something weird I heard about animals yesterday?
Okay.
Giraffes did not get their long necks to get high food. And they
to, like,
don't.
Why?
No, they don't know why. Science does not know why.
So they can bite their butt.
That's it.
It's their favorite thing to do.
I think that's been proven.
But, you're probably right. I'm sorry.
You remember that giraffe up at the Santa Barbara Zoo? With the
it was a bent neck girl.
Crooked neck. Did you ever see that giraffe?
Bent neck lady.
I'm just saying that so we can move on.
Fair enough.
Saw it. No, because I'm fixated on this. Giraffes aren't long neck just to reach stuff.
Yeah.
I'm trying to picture a not long neck giraffe right now.
Oh,
it's kind of tough, actually.
I can do it.
I guess it's horse-like.
Your imagination is not very good.
It would be horse-like. Yeah.
Yeah, it would just be a yellow spotted horse.
Mm-hmm. That'd be cool.
What's a mule again?
Is that a dumb question?
It's two giraffes.
And a zebra.
And Dane Cook and a cheetah. And Shoshana Lowenstein.
All right. Pot well, I think we can all agree that 19-year-olds are legal.
It's ligers.
They're not ideal.
Somebody check the books on that.
Not ideal.
It's so arbitrary, though.
It really is.
It used to be 16 when
Michigan
all the songs were written.
Right.
Some of the South. Yeah. 16.
It's only 16. You know those songs.
Huh. It's true.
Yeah, Sweet 17.
I mean, when you're dying of plague and malaria at 19, then you're gonna do all your hot dating in your 16, 17.
Hot dating.
Romeo and Juliet were like 14.
Yeah. See. True. Finally, what's some news.
Aren't the drinking ages coming down to 18
Those
now?
Fictional people were different.
They definitely would have.
I mean, they were based on real people. They were based on real kids that Shakespeare knew.
It's actually
right?
One of his histories. Yeah.
He just followed around a couple of kids, tried to stay out of the way.
Observe their rituals.
Can you imagine a guy's like taking notes while they're taking that poison?
But what are you taking poison? What the fuck?
You should tell her first.
You just run. I gotta get out of here before the cops come.
We got some names for every episode. We've been listing off people who are Patreon members that donate to the cause here. Rush Win Rar, whatever that is. Brad Grizzly Miller. That's a fun nickname, Grizzly. Timothy M. Salem, Greg Evans, Anna McKenzie. We always have, every list has one woman. Don
Licht. Is that a rule or just a trend?
Yeah, it just seems to be how it's been going. The last show we had one lady on there. Tony Marchese, Liam Walker, Josh Doyette, and TJ Partridge. Are just a few of the people that are
a partridge in a pear tree.
Helping to keep this show going.
They all sound very nice.
Oiled machine. Next pot topic.
Yeah, we haven't done one. Really nice decorations.
We haven't done one yet.
No,
we've pot quiz. Yeah,
we've waylaid her.
Pot quiz.
No, she's on topics.
So back in 2013 in Kansas, there was a man named Lawrence Hubbard who was arrested because he had 25 grams of cannabis in his apartment. But the reason that officers entered his apartment and felt like they were entitled to do so was because they could smell it. And so he's been trying to sue them, saying that there's just no way that warrants being able to enter a home. And it made it all the way to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court ruled that marijuana odor constitutes probable cause for police to search a private residence without a warrant.
Wow.
So if cops smell it, they can just enter, is what they said.
Boo!
Yeah,
that sucks.
Really rough.
Yeah, it's Christmas, no Alicia. Why are you telling us
this? What a bummer. Put on Pink Floyd.
You know, put a towel at the door, you know.
A towel at the door?
To keep the smell from going out the door.
Oh, yeah.
Right, but this can't apply to places where it's legal.
If you're just hearing that now, hearing you talk
where
about
is
that.
That. Yeah, where does that apply?
This is in Kansas. This is just Kansas.
In Kansas.
Mm-hmm. In 2013. Both temporal and...
Well, that's when this story started.
The Supreme Court just ruled, but it stems from a case that he was arrested back in 2013.
He's been fighting this 5 years.
Whoa, okay.
Yep. Saying you can't come in because it smells like weed in my home.
What did Ginsburg say?
Is he angry like that?
Did you say yes?
Yeah.
It was 5-4. The vote was 5-4, so it was close.
You Kavanaugh was like, fuck it, yeah, let's party.
Yeah, that's the problem. Kavanaugh got in there just in time to ruin this guy's life.
Yeah.
Because now, is he retroactively charged with something or anything?
No, I mean, they just aren't going to drop those old charges against him.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
The bad news just keeps coming on this show.
You're really depressed about that guy.
Yeah, Kansas. Do you have a happy one?
Yes. Canamojo is the world's first THC-infused male sexual enhancement capsule.
Yeah!
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I know. So many questions. It's a female donkey.
What is
more
it?
More than 4 million customers are using it, and it merges THC with an herbal blend called Hard Mojo. So THC and Hard Mojo gets you Canamojo.
Oh,
if you do the math.
That sounds great.
And, yeah.
But do they explain why, I mean, aside from the fact that it's fun, like why would someone seek out trying to be high and hard at the same time?
Yeah, can you just take a Cialis and smoke a bowl at the same time?
Yeah, why do you need this one, why one-stop shopping?
And where did they get the 4 million figure? I find, I take umbrage with that.
There's probably a secret ingredient.
So there's 10 milligrams per capsule, and it's supposed to heighten arousal and create a pleasurable experience by releasing dopamine to receptors. And the founder and CEO, his name is Edward Nalin, said Cannamojo isn't a cure for erectile dysfunction. It's a party pill designed to take the average player, make the average player into an all-star. He also says cannabis and sex are a match made in heaven. Why shouldn't men have the same options women do?
So it makes your sex less mediocre.
Women already have a...
Women, I guess, have more sexual options, he feels. Or maybe specifically with marijuana and sex.
Why do the ladies get all the sexual options?
Why do they get to have sex after they smoke some weed?
They get to have
weed.
Sex any way they want it. What?
I can only smoke weed or have sex. When I try to do both,
I can do both.
No one's happy.
It's hard to coordinate things like that.
Yeah, weird. All right. Well, yeah, go ahead and take another hit, because I was just going to say thank you for being here and for enlightening us on this day of Jesus' birth. And where can people go to send you more ideas for these depressing topics?
That last one was a happy one.
Yeah, it was happy.
You can send all was kinda happy marijuana news stories to my Twitter, at Alicia L. Glass.
There you go. Thank you, Alicia.
There.
We'll be back with these guys and the Dab King after these messages.
Jury selection continues this week in a Manhattan courtroom where former President Donald Trump is on trial for falsifying business records. Prospective jurors were asked 42 questions aimed at determining whether they can be fair and impartial, such as, can you be fair and impartial? Have you ever been a Boogaloo boy or in Antifa? And what podcasts do you listen to? Trump's required to be present in the courtroom for this trial that could last until June, and he's been talking to reporters before he goes into the courtroom.
I should be right now in Pennsylvania, in Florida, in many other states, North Carolina, Georgia, campaigning. This is all coming from the Biden White House because the guy can't put two sentences together. He can't campaign. They're using this in order to try and win an election.
Donald J. Trump in court this week on Today Explained, every weekday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my goodness, we are so Christmassy today. We're all wearing Christmassy shit.
But it still feels secular.
Yeah. You gotta get a separation. Yeah. It's important.
We're joined by the Dab King, Dab Master. It's Taylor Rizzo, and also let's hear for that hat.
Yeah, what a hat!
Now, what do you do to keep that hat up like that? Did you take a chewable? Was it cannabis infused?
I ate a Cannamojo, yeah.
Cannamojo.
Just stiffens you right up.
Dumb name.
But it also mellows you out at the same time.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, we should maybe get them as a sponsor on the show.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I, before we get into the dabs, do you mind if I do a marijuana know something?
Oh.
I'm going to ask you guys a question. I don't know the answer. Taylor doesn't know the answer. No. Only one person that works here, maybe two, know the answer. And we're going to try to figure out what the answer is.
Oh, okay.
All right? And then we'll do some dabs, and then maybe we'll do another question. See if we do better after dabs. What is the longest a chicken has lived after having its head cut off? Now, I've heard stories about how chickens do stay alive.
Yeah, they run around for
headless
a while.
For a minute or two.
Yeah.
Right?
I feel like it's like 4 or 5.
4 or 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh.
Something crazy.
Can you imagine?
I'm going up.
Like, yeah. How come, why?
You think more?
I say way longer.
Oh, way longer. I'm going to say, like, 6.5 hours.
6.5 hours?
Yeah.
Oh, I was even going to go more than, I'm going to say 6 months.
6 months? Just living, living a headless life? How could it?
That's crazy.
It need to eat and shit and whatnot.
I think just pour it straight through? I think that you can just put some food down its,
down its gullet hole.
Oh, yeah. God.
Just jam some food in there?
I'm pretty sure.
You know, on the Price is Right, you just need to go 1 cent more. You went so many cents more.
Yeah.
I'm going 60 years.
Fuck you.
You one-upper. You one-upper.
Now I have to think about this. I was going to just jump on. I was going to say a couple extra days or minutes on top of Todd's answer.
I really went too small, didn't I?
We don't know.
You're going to end up being right, though.
I don't know. Well, that's the thing. I might undercut him. But that's what you hear all the time, is that they stay alive. When you said 4 or 5 minutes, I thought you meant that's typically how long they last.
No, he said that's the best ever.
You think that's the longest?
That's the longest, yeah.
Yeah, I thought we were just talking like what they do normally. Because it probably lasts a few minutes.
Well, I just didn't think there was one exception that went on, like longer than that.
Does blood shoot out of them when they're running around with their head cut off?
Yeah, it sprays all over the place.
It's got to heal
them. It goes all over the place and it runs around?
Yeah, it just sprays everywhere.
Is that where somebody got the idea for the water wiggle?
Oh, gross.
The kids love this, but the blood is so hard to get out of their blood.
Maybe we should make it out of water.
Yeah, if this is water, this would be great.
Just pump water through a chicken.
Oh, man.
They call it a water chicken originally?
All right. You say 4 to 5 minutes.
That's my go. That's my
Alan go. Says 60 days.
Years.
60 years.
Years.
What'd you say, Steven?
What was it? What did I say? Six and a half hours.
And then...
6 months.
And 6 months from Taylor. I'm just going to say a reasonable... 20 minutes.
You're probably right. That sounds, I want to change
20 minutes.
That seems real reasonable.
That's right.
It seems like a long time.
I'm going to say 20 minutes.
20 seems like a real long time.
On either side of the spectrum of answers.
All right, I'm sticking with 4 or 5 minutes.
Oh, you rebel.
Yeah, and if it's under, what did I say?
20 minutes.
Yeah, you got a lot of wiggle room.
I got a lot of
wiggle. Yeah, you got a lot of wiggle.
Well, you only have to about 12 minutes.
But sometimes these answers are shocking.
If it's 60 years, I'm going to be pissed.
It's not going to be shocking.
Why? Be happy for it.
How do we know that a chicken hasn't lived 60 years?
The answer is...
How come everybody...
Well, yeah, maybe it's only been 59 years so far. Yeah. He's still alive.
Okay, you said 4 or 5.
Yeah, why?
You're kind of hedgy, though,
you
4 or 5.
You said 6.5 hours.
Yeah.
You said
6 months?
Months.
60 years.
60 years.
I said 20 minutes.
Yeah.
One of them lived for a year and a half.
Oh, what?
Wait, so I win?
Yeah. 18 months.
No.
Yeah. 18 months.
This is a lie. This is fake.
I accidentally divided my answer by 3. I would have been exactly right.
Wait, what the hell happened?
I'm telling you, they just shove food in the top area.
You were being serious when you said that.
I was being
pretty serious. They're like, we got to keep this thing alive.
Yeah. They're like,
what do you do when it comes over for like pets and stuff?
You pet its back. What else?
Push it away.
That's like Pet Cemetery or something.
So yeah, weird.
Sometimes pet dead is better.
Sometimes
dead is better.
Sometimes
dead is better.
Sometimes dead is better.
Sometimes dead is better.
Oh,
we don't need dabs, you guys.
Oh, he doesn't warm up to people like that. He really likes you.
Oh, weird.
I mean, also, like, is the head living separately somewhere?
No, I think they just...
Oh, right.
They're
separate lives.
Do you have to be both of them?
They kept
them
alive for so long, yeah. They kept promising they're going to reunite. Okay, yeah, well, apologies to everyone we've offended on the Lord's Day. We didn't do any dabs yet, did we?
No, we haven't.
All right, so Give him the shorthand. Tell Steven what dabs are.
Either, oh, Alan doesn't know.
All right, tell just, both of those
I'll give
guys.
You a short rundown of what a dab is. Basically, a concentrated version of what is inside of marijuana. Like, mm-hmm. it's extracted from that and then concentrated down into different substances, either like a syrup or, in this case, it's kind of like sugar.
Mm. Like a little sugar pellet.
Yeah, but if you've ever hit a vape pen, that's mm-hmm. basically what a dab is. It's just concentrated specifically into a distillate, which is just like an oil. And so that way it just can go through the vaporization process in that small little cartridge easily. Mm-hmm. And the rig that we're going to use today is basically just a giant version of those. And instead of having a cartridge with it filled in there, this is, we're going to add the stuff to it and then smoke it more like a bong instead of a vape pen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you get a big old hit that hits you real hard, real fast.
Yeah, and this rig is actually gonna hit more similar to a vape pen. It's gonna be a little lighter hit. It's not gonna be like a traditional dab. You would like torch a crystal nail and then wait for it to hit a specific temperature and then take the hit, and it can be a little bit more harsh, especially if you're not regulating
what's
the temperature
this fella
correctly.
Called?
This is the Switch by Dr. Dabber, and we were at the Emerald Cup.
Yeah, we were at the Dr. Nintendo Dabber Switch. Booth.
Yeah, not to be confused with the Switch, but...
Yeah, we got to try it.
They go great together. You have a Nintendo Switch and the Dr. Dabber Switch.
And they were nice enough to give us one, and so we're going to try it here. You guys are the guinea pigs in terms of this is the first episode we've used this on. It's a Christmas treat.
Yeah, it's very festive tree. For
it's
sure.
It's festive. It lights up like Christmas.
So pretty.
So can I do one?
Yeah, for sure.
Let me do one, show everybody how it's done, then we'll see what happens with these gentlemen.
Yeah, so with this, we'll just...
You'll do one, right?
For sure.
Yeah, he's
preload
in.
Preload it.
He's in.
And put it in there.
Oh.
Yeah, I feel like...
And go ahead and put the cap on there.
I had the older contraption the
yes.
last time.
Yeah. No, this is...
it was like a steam pump.
This is very
but it really wasn't hard.
Actually, I mean,
he was saying
this,
it can be hard.
You can hit it,
it
and then they can still see the buttons. Ooh, so what you want to do is hit this button right here,
mm-hmm.
and then it'll turn red, and then it's heating up, and as soon as it gets to green, you can just start hitting it.
Oh, boy. There's the red.
You don't have to hold it down. Just like
don't hold it down. Let it go. Let it go.
Oh, it's green. It's
okay.
Green.
Yeah,
go for
let
it.
Let it go. Let it go.
Whoa.
Keep it frozen.
That looks cool.
You're my sister, and you freeze things.
And it's frozen.
That's called frozen.
Hmm. Yeah, and it's really nice. So as long as
that's very much like a bong.
That is smooth.
As long as it's lit up green, it's holding the correct temperature, and then when it goes back to the default lighting.
This just feels like a fun party game now.
You were frozen.
So
your turn.
So what do I
hit?
Take out wrench ankle.
You can just hit the main button on the side.
Uh-huh. Yeah, hit that button.
Yep.
Now wait for it to go green. Mm-hmm. Then dance, motherfucker. Yeah, put it on there one more time and keep hitting it.
Yeah, go for it. I may have to add a little bit more after this.
Yeah. All right.
I don't feel like I got very much.
No. Yeah, I can add some more.
You got ripped off.
I need to try that again.
I can just refill it
You've
every
been
time.
Screwed.
So we
got
it
again.
I saw no smoke.
Get a nice fresh hit.
Not
in
exactly
there.
Dabney Coleman over here.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
What?
That was a hot to trot joke.
I love hot to trot.
I saw the movie in the theater and no one else was in it. I just sat in the theater by myself.
Do it again?
Yeah. Recently?
You're the Worst, yes. Season 5. January 9th on FXX. And Todd Robert Anderson is currently shooting an episode of Speechless for ABC, like he's special.
Hey, all right.
Mm-hmm. There you go. There it's
yeah.
He's
special. He's very special. He's got this going.
Look
at that. Look at that.
Well.
Yeah.
Back it up.
Wow.
And also the Film Pigs podcast, that's still a thing?
Yeah, we still do that.
Right on.
We just recorded one last night.
Uh-huh.
Stephen Falk, it says the same thing. Should I say it again? Season 5 of You're the Worst premieres January 9th on FXX.
Yeah, I have no idea what time. 10, maybe.
Are you the lead in or the lead out?
I don't think we're partnered with anything.
Really? You're just on your own?
Yeah.
Langer, just get out there.
Fuck it. Just get
just
out there.
Just do that, you guys.
And this guy's on it this season
again. Oh, yeah. One more.
Doug Benson's back.
Doug Benson's back.
Doug Benson's back.
One more probably last time in my life other than my funeral where I'll be wearing a suit. All right. Well, but you got, you're totally focused on... like all the episodes are done? It's all finished and edited and everything?
Yeah,
it's all done?
Nothing left to do.
So you're just hanging out now?
I'm just hanging out.
You don't
just
have a thing you can tell us about that's on the horizon?
I'm writing a movie, but there's no movie yet. It's just a movie.
You don't have anything solid? Idea. Like with Alan McLeod, we know that he's going to be on You're the Worst Season 5 premiering on January 9th.
No, I don't have anything like that.
Drunk History, 6th season, premieres January 15th. History.
How many times have you done this now?
6 or 7 times.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
The only 7 times I have ever been drunk.
Mom.
You're going to be in a movie called The Iron Orchard in theaters February 22nd.
What's that?
It's an oil movie, like an old-time oil movie based on a book.
An oil movie.
You know old time oil movies?
Yeah,
that
giant
genre?
Yeah,
you know, like an oil movie.
Yeah.
We've got
like
a
oil painting.
Scary movies,
like
westerns.
Oil paintings.
Oil movies. Yeah. Oil movies.
They don't make that many oil movies.
We got an old episode that might be new to you playing next Tuesday at 12:15 Pacific. And then we're back for our first episode in 2019 on January 8th at 12:15 Pacific time. Thank you to all of my guests. We won't know if they'll dab or not. We'll have to do it off camera.
But it's ready.
Merry Holiday.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Holidays.